Når du leier en eiendom, har du som leietaker både viktige rettigheter og plikter. Men en ny undersøkelse viser at mange leietakere opplever både frykt og diskriminering. Og nye innvandrere er spesielt utsatt for diskriminering og utnyttelse i boligmarkedet. Det å leie kan være en tøff prosess i Australias blomstrende eiendomsmarked. En undersøkelse gjennomført av Choice, National Shelter og National Association of Tenants Organizations viser at mange leietakere opplever angst, utrygghet og diskriminering. Undersøkelsen fant at over 80% av leietakerne hadde en leieavtale kortere enn 12 måneder, eller ikke hadde en spesifisert leieperiode i det hele tatt. Alan Kirkland, administrerende direktør for Choice, sier at dette setter leietakerne i fare.
The rules make it really easy for people to suffer discrimination at the moment because people have very little security of tenure. Many people are on rolling leases that go from month to month and can be really easily cancelled. When you get to the end of a lease, if you've got one, your rights are really limited.
Undersøkelsen fant at en av fire personer som trengte hastereparasjoner på eiendommen de leier, ventet i mer enn en uke på å få svar. Og en av syv leietakere ønsker ikke å klage eller be om reparasjoner i frykt for en økning i leien, svartelistelse eller utkastelse. Leder av boligorganisasjonen National Shelter, Adrian Pisarski, sier leietakere ofte unngår å komme med klager.
The longer people have been tenants, the less likely they are to make a complaint. It says to me that tenants who have been in the rental market for a long time have a bitter experience of making complaints.
New South Wales Fair Trading Commissar Rod Stowe sier de jobber tett med lokale organisasjoner for å beskytte leietakeres rettigheter.
We particularly recognize how difficult it is for new arrivals because one of the very first things you need to do is to find somewhere to live, and we also recognize that in their countries of origin they may not have the same laws and requirements, so we're anxious to make sure we can assist those communities better understand their responsibilities and their rights.
De har produsert en video kalt Lei et hjem, en leietakers guide til rettigheter og plikter. Rod Stowe sier at når du starter et leieforhold, er det visse ting du som leietaker bør sjekke. Du bør få en ny leietakersjekkliste fra din eiendomsmegler eller utleier.
So that's a copy of the checklist, a copy of the lease or the tenancy agreement as it's known, and two copies of the premises condition report. So that's the report that says what condition the property is when you move in. You also be given a bond lodgement form for you to sign so that you can get that lodge with Fair Trading, and of course you'll get the keys to your new home.
Rod Stowe sier at før signering bør folk lese leieavtalen nøye.
So you need to read it through very thoroughly. One of the things you need to check, for instance, is how long will the lease be for? Will it be for 6 months? Will it be for 12 months? You need to know how the rent's to be paid, what intervals. You also need to make sure that you understand if there's repairs to be done, that the repairs will be done before you move in. Or if the landlord or the real estate agent is promising to make repairs, you need to make sure you get that in writing so that it's very clear what's been agreed to between the parties.
Når du flytter inn, er det leietakers ansvar å fylle ut en tilstandsrapport og returnere den til agenten eller utleier innen 7 dager. Leietakere har også visse rettigheter under sitt leieforhold. Rod Stowe sier at leietakere skal kunne fortsette å leve på en måte som ikke forstyrrer deres normale aktiviteter.
You are entitled, for instance, to have repairs undertaken. Similarly, you're entitled during that period of time to ask for additional things. So if you wanted to do some minor alterations to the property, or if you wanted to keep a pet, you have to ask permission. It's also a right of the tenant. If the owner decides to sell the house, then there's a restriction on the number of times people can be shown through the house. You're also entitled to be given 60 days notice of any increase in the rents that you're paying to the landlord.
I New South Wales har leietakere rett til å bestride leieøkninger eller å ta en utleier som har vært uaktsom i opprettholdelsen av en eiendom ved å gå til New South Wales sivil- og forvaltningsdomstol. Men hvis leietaker ikke betaler sin husleie, kan utleiere be leietakere om å forlate eiendommen med 14 dagers varsel. New South Wales Fair Trading Commissioner Rod Stowe sier leietakere kan bestride dette hvis de mener det er urettferdig.
You need to lodge a application with the tribunal, and the tribunal will then determine whether or not you are able to make up the money that hasn't been paid. Usually if you can make up the amount of money that you owe, the tenancy can continue on. But if you frequently get behind with your rent, then it's likely that the tribunal will agree to your tenancy being terminated. Another reason for termination might be that the owner wants to sell the property, and in those circumstances, they've got to give you 90 days' notice that they intend doing that. And again, if you so wish, you can also dispute that at the tribunal.
Bostøtteorganisasjonen National Shelters leder, Adrian Pisarski, sier mange nyankomne også opplever problemer med å få tilbake sin depositum og kvier seg for å utfordre utleiers avgjørelser gjennom husleietribunaler. Han sier at loven ikke alltid på leietakers side.
There is a definite and very significant power imbalance between tenants and landlords, and unfortunately landlords have the whip hand when it comes to tenancy law.
Rod Stowe sier det viktigste å sende alle forespørsler skriftlig når du kommuniserer med eiendomsmeglere eller utleiere.
Because if there is a dispute at some stage or another, it's much easier to work those things out. So make sure you put things in writing, whether it's an email or a letter. Make sure you pay your rent. Even if there's a dispute or a problem, continue to pay your rent during that period of time and then try to work out the problem in some other way. And also, you know, make sure you get the permission of the landlord for any additional people you want to stay in the house or any alterations you want to make.
Faktaark og mer informasjon om leietakers rettigheter og plikter tilgjengelig i hver stat og territorier på flere språk. For New South Wales, besøk fairtrading.nsw.gov.au, og for Victoria, besøk consumer.vic.gov.au. Denne saken var laget av Ildiko Dauda. Jeg Frank Mathisen, og du hører på SBS Norsk.